three of them. I didn't catch the
third. Birkin and Lee and somebody else. Thanks go to them. And who else?
I didn't get the other guy.
Oh, and somebody else left some coffee? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Good. Somebody from Edwards Typewriter Company came down. All he brought with him was a Remington Rand typewriter and no coffee at all. 21 minutes after the hour of 9, 21 minutes after 9. Neighbors, here's some big news for you. Around the Lowcountry, Coca-Cola now comes in two convenient sizes, the familiar standard size and the new king size. The same bright, bracing taste, the same trusted quality in both. You try Coke in the new king size, just right for a king size thirst or for serving two. Take home cartons of both sizes today. Then when company comes in, you can do like we do at our house. You keep the king size for yourself and serve the standard size to company, you see? That's enough said. So play it smart, friends. Serve the standard size to your company. Drink the king size yourself. That's Coca-Cola in two convenient sizes. And sounds like more doorbells and more people coming in. Every Christmas time, we get a little bit selfish. Steve, come on in here a minute. Every Christmas time, we always get a little bit selfish, and we bring the little Gales up here on a program. And we have one right here now. Tell the folks your name out there, would you please, ma'am?
Jeannie.
Jeannie what, Smith?
Gale.
Jeannie Gale? How old are you, Jean?
7.
7 years old? Where'd you get that red hair?
My daddy.
I don't have red hair. Am I? Who's the best disc jockey in the world?
Jack Gale.
Jack Gale. Who's Jack Gale?
My daddy.
That's right. And would you like to sing a song for the folks out there this morning?
Yeah.
What would you like to sing? You really wouldn't, I know. What would you like to sing? What happened yesterday that was made your Christmas real happy?
I don't know.
You got a bike, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what made you real happy yesterday? What was the happiest thing that happened to you yesterday? What was the happiest thing that happened to you yesterday?
I don't know.
You don't know. Well, that's fine. You sound pretty stupid this morning, huh? You have nothing to say to the folks out there? If you ever got on the radio, what would you say? If you ever got on the radio, what would you say?
Don't ask me.
Don't ask you? Can you sing a song? Can you do anything? Can you entertain at all?
I can sing a song.
All right, sing a song. What song would you like to sing?
Flag of America.
Flag of America? Where'd you learn that at? In school?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
St. Andrews.
St. Andrews. And what grade are you in, Jean?
Second.
In the second grade. What grade were you in last year?
First
grade. All right, you sing your Flag of America. Go ahead now.
Flag of America, red, white, and blue. Flag of America, a salute we pledge, we give to you.
Oh, you made a mistake,
you.
Huh?
Flag of America, red, white, and blue. Flag of America, our hearts we pledge to you.
Well, that's very good. Would you like to say hello to anybody special out there listening in this morning?
My grandma.
My grandma, and who else?
Toby.
Toby, and who else?
Lee.
Lee? He's in Louisiana, incidentally. Her grandmother's in Canada. Anybody else that you want to say hello to? That's all?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a brother?
Yeah.
Where's he at?
Right here by you.
Get him up here, will you?
Come on,
Stevie. Come on, Stevie. Get up here now. Tell the folks your name out there.
Stevie Gale.
Take your finger out of your mouth. It tastes good? You like your finger with sugar or with salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper better than sugar. And tell the folks how old you are.
7 and a half.
7 and a half? How come your sister's 7 and a half, too? Both the same age.
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know.
What are you saying, Gene?
I forgot to say hello to somebody.
You got to say hello to somebody? Go ahead. Say hello now. Yell it out.
Arlene and Al.
Arlene and Al?
Yeah.
Is that who? Where are they at?
I don't know.
Home.
They're home, huh? All right, now, Steve, you said, how come you and your sister are both 7 and a half?
I don't know.
You're 7 and a half and your sister's 7 and a half?
Yeah.
Well, how come?
I don't know.
How come, Jean, you know?
We're twins.
You're twins, that's right. Steve, what school do you go to?
St. Andrews.
And what grade are you in?
Second.
And what grade are you be in next year?
Third.
What grade were you in last year?
First.
What do you like about school best of all?
Writing and arithmetic.
Writing and arithmetic?
And reading.
And reading? Take your shirt out of your mouth. Does that taste good? That tastes better than the other colors, doesn't it? Sure, no, that's a strawberry-colored shirt, isn't it? Isn't it? Steve, you want to sing a song, too?
Yeah.
What song would you like to sing?
Flag of America.
Oh, that's the same song your sister sang. How about Jump Back, Little Toad? You remember that?
Uh-uh.
How did that go?
I don't know.
Well, sing Flag of America. Go ahead.
Flag of America, red, white, and blue.
Very stupid family.
Flag of America, our hearts we pledge to you. Flag of America, red, white, and blue.
That's the end of the song? Can you both sing it together, you think?
Yeah.
Try
yeah.
sing it together. Would you like to sing it with you?
America, red, white, and blue. Flag of America, a salute we give to you.
I hope Fred Waring is listening this morning.
Flag of America, red, white, and blue. Flag of America, our hearts we pledge to you.
Well, fine. Steve, I forgot to ask you, who's your favorite radio announcer?
You.
Well, how come you didn't say Tony Glenn all of a sudden? Yeah, you like Tony Glenn, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Anybody you'd like to say hello or goodbye to? Who?
Susan Hitt.
Susan Hitt?
Yeah.
Go ahead, say it.
Susan Hitt, bye.
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 Anybody else, Steve? Okay, bye. That was the Little Gales, and right now, friends, the time is 27 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. 27 minutes after the hour of 9, and here is Nelson Riddle, and one called Robin Hood.
Right now, we'd like to remind you that Southland is brought to you every day by the Triangle Grocery out of Sullivan's Island. Charleston County's greatest supermarket, Station 22, near Sullivan's Island Post Office. Your neighbor is shopping today at the Triangle. 2 out of 3 do. How about you? Recent survey proves that. And listen to these prices. Fresh, lean pork chops, 49 cents a pound. The new Dove soap.
You love Dove.
2 bars for a quarter. Miracle Whip. 39 cents a quart. Kraft oil. Oil you pay is 39 cents a quart. That's oil. U.S. Choice veal cutlets. 79 cents a pound. 12, 16, and 20-gauge shotgun shells. Number 8, perfect for marsh hens. They love them. $2.29 a box. Some marsh hens eat up a whole box. Clausen's whole tiny bread. 2 loaves for 29 cents. And Triangle's own homemade liver pudding. Mrs. Triangle livers it up in there. 29 cents a pound. Taste it, friends. It is lip-smacking good. Don't forget those Southern stamps. At the Triangle, your favorite Southern market offers you Southern stamps. And now, time for Southland.
The story of Charleston and its surroundings. The story that asks the question, will the rich, handsome Yankee gentleman, Rodney New York, marry Mary Lou Cumby and build a parking lot on her father, Daddy Cumby's plantation? As our story opens today, against Daddy Cumby's wishes, Mary Lou Cumby is secretly meeting with that newfangled Yankee gentleman, Rodney New York, out beneath one of the oak trees in the evening on the Cumby plantation. Listen.
Rodney, I think you're just the sweetest man I ever did see.
Ah, Mary Lou Cumby. I am a real fine gentleman, ain't I?
Rodney, I believe that you're about one of the nicest men ever to come here on Daddy Cumby's plantation. I really believe that... Well, Rodney, I hate to say it.
Go on, tell me. You like my good looks and all my money up there in the northern city of New York. And you like me to come down here and marry you, is that it? But I wouldn't live in a dump like this.
Now, wait a minute, Rodney. What are y'all calling a dump?
This place around here, nothing but grass and rivers and trees and horses and stables and stuff like that. It ain't modern. It ain't nothing. You ever been in that city of Charleston? They got plaster falling all over the pavements and everything. Well, I saw one of them churches there with the steeple halfway busted down. I'm afraid to walk on that side of the street. This place is for the birds. If you marry me, Mary Lou Cumby, Southern Belle, you'll have to come up to New York and live in civilization.
Why, Rodney, New York, you're talking about the area that I love, the area that Daddy Cumby raised me in down here in the old Southland. Why, you're talking about some of the most beautiful buildings and right here, the lovely grass and trees and everything there. What's that I hear in the background? I hear a horse hoof coming up there.
That looks like that mean old man, that mean old southern gentleman, Daddy Cumby, my daddy.
Here he comes. You better hide behind the tree, Rodney, New York. Yes, Daddy Cumby coming now. Hello, Daddy Cumby.
Hello there, Charles. Whoa, boy, whoa. Charles, what are you doing out here underneath the tree of Daddy Cumby's plantation on this nice southern night by yourself?
I'm just looking at the southern moon, Daddy Cumby. I'll be in a wee bit.
All right, Charles. I want you to come in the house real quickly so we can have a mint julep together before we retire here on the plantation.
All right, Daddy Cumby. I'll be in a moment. You go on along inside.
Why, the old geezer's gone, ain't it?
Don't talk about my Daddy Cumby that way. And now, furthermore, I'm not sure I like your Yankee talk at all.
I tell you, if you marry me, we'll inherit this whole plantation when Daddy Cumby dies, Mary Lou.
Yes, I know that, and I'm going to keep it just as beautiful now, Rodney, as it ever was, with the rippling streams and the oak trees.
Oh, let's tear it down and build a parking lot on this plantation.
Rodney, New York, I don't know if I ever want to see you again.
Well, looks like a fit of temper coming there between beautiful Mary Lou Cumby, daughter of Daddy Cumby out on the Cumby plantation, and that handsome Yankee, Rodney New York. What will happen tomorrow? Be sure to be with us tomorrow for another heart-throbbing southern chapter of Southland, a story of Charleston and its surroundings. The story that asks the question, will Rodney New York, the rich, handsome Yankee gentleman, marry Mary Lou Cumby and build a parking lot on Daddy Cumby's plantation? Until tomorrow, y'all, this is Pinckney Ravnell saying, enjoyed it, yeah?
We find the Rodenberg boys, Dolph and Adolph, out duck hunting. Now, they don't know we're listening in on their conversation, but in the bag there, in the knapsack on the back of Dolph's back, we have a hidden microphone. Let's tune in and hear what the Rodenberg boys, Dolph and Adolph, are talking about right now.
What's that, Adolph? What'd you say?
I said that, I ain't seen the catch of nothing here now. You got that shotgun ready there, Dolph?
Yes, all set, Adolph.
Well, look, here they come. Let them have it, boy. Hit them. Ain't hit nothing, Dolph.
I'm trying, Adolph. I'll get up.
You got him, I think. There. All right, Dolph. You got him. Dolph, all right. Dolph, you got him.
Oh, I got him.
Yeah, there he comes. Right down to it, sir. Yeah, you got him, boy.
Boy, he's really a nice one, ain't he?
Yeah, sure is, Dolph. He really, really nabbed him there. You know, I just went back to the field house there and I called up the store.
You called up the Rodenberg store? What for, Adolph?
Well, I called him up to tell him to put some of that Blue Star frozen beef and turkey and chicken pies on sale, 3 for $59.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Adolph. Boy, oh boy, that's a good idea. Blue Star frozen beef, turkey, and chicken pies at the Rodenberg store today, 3 for $59.
Adolph, there come another whole flock of ducks.
I'll get them, Adolph. Watch here.
Action claims the forthcoming election is being rigged. The Egyptian finance minister is expected to meet with a State Department official this weekend, possibly to discuss what Egyptian President Nasser says are economic pressures against Egypt.
You put on sale Cross and Blackwell frozen broccoli spears. Two packages for 25 cents.
That's what I'm going to do, Dolph.
That's a good idea, Adolph.
Yeah, it is that. That's what I'm going to do. Cross and Blackwell frozen broccoli spears.
I got another one there. I got another one of those ducks.
Yeah, you did. Well, I'm heading back to the store. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, we got enough. I'll just steal a couple more.
Blue Star frozen beef, turkey, and chicken pies, 3 for $59. And Cross Blackwell frozen broccoli spears, 2 packages for $0.25. That's what we're selling today at Rodenberg. Right, Dom?
What's that, Adolph? I got another one.
Come on now, let's get going back to the store.
Hey, Dolph.
What is it, Adolph?
Help me get the freezer open here, will you?
Yeah, boy, sure glad nobody on the radio can hear us right now.
Yeah, well, here, help me get this freezer open. I want to get something out of there.
Come on, pull it.
All right, pull it hard, Dolph.
Boy, look got all them irons in there.
Yeah, that's why I opened the freezer.
Irons in a freezer?
I didn't want nobody to see them, Dolph. Tell you what we're going to do now. You see, these are Alchematic Deluxe Model Steam and Dry Irons.
Boy, they're really nice looking.
We'll guarantee these irons for 1 year. Now, you see here, this is a seal.
What's that?
That's the seal of the Underwriter's Laboratory.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Now, you can save, Dolph, up to $6 on an iron. Now, we're going to sell them not for $14.95 or $12.95, but just $8.95 an iron in Rodenberg stores today in all the stores.
Boy, that's a good idea, Dolph. They can save that off. They can save up to $6 an iron.
That's right. Steam and dry irons for just $8.95, fully guaranteed for a year, with a seal of the Underwriter's Laboratory.
What do you got over there on the other side of the freezer?
Well, let's close this door here. Here, we'll open up that push cart.
There we go.
Now, come on over here, and I'll show you what we got in this big bakery compartment.
Well, what's that? What do you got there, Adolf?
Come on, open it up.
Pull on it.
Shove harder.
Boy, look at that. Blue Ribbon fresh cake dessert cups.
Yeah, they're really nice and tasty, ain't they?
Boy, they really look good. Mmm, boy, oh boy.
Don't you eat none of them, Dolph. We're going to sell them dessert cups. Now, you see here, this is a regular 23-cent size package.
Yeah.
We'll sell them for 15 cents a package today at the Rodenberg stores.
Boy, that's a good idea, an awful good idea.
Here, help me close the door here, will you?
Good idea.
We find the Rodenberg boys, Dolph and Adolf, returning from a trip on a bus. They don't know it, but we have a hidden microphone right underneath the bus seat. Listen as Dolph is speaking.
Boy, Adolf, didn't we have a good time on that little trip?
Yeah, we sure did, Dolph. We ought to take some of them trips every once in a while. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see the bus is going to pull in up yonder about a block or two.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's everybody stop for a brief rest, you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Adolf.
I'm going to call the store, and I'm going to tell them right now to put fresh asparagus on sale, the large bunch of them, for 25 cents.
Boy, that's a good idea, Adolf. A large bunch of fresh asparagus for a quarter. Yes, sirree.
And you know we got some of them small Swift premium hams. They're whole hams, and they're 8 to 10 pounds each.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we'll put them on sale today for 55 cents a pound.
Boy, that's a good idea, Adolf. Boy, you're really smart to think of them ideas. Think of that. Small Swift premium hams, whole hams, 8 to 10 pounds, only 55 cents a pound.
Don't forget them fresh asparagus, the large bunch, for just a quarter.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, that's a good idea. You gonna call them up right now?
Gonna call them up right now, just as soon as we get in there, into the bus terminal there. Oh, yeah, we are. We're stopping right now. You got a nickel there, Dolph?
Yeah, hey, it's a dime for the phone now.
Oh, give me two nickels there, will you?
Oh, that's a good idea.